the reason I'm heathen. My Aunt Amy would sigh. It's 'cause I sleep late on Sundays like my martini's dry. I don't listen to Christians, they're long-winded and vain, and they've reduced life to catching or missing a train. With a Steinway and her ashtray and her coffee cups laying around, she'd live by herself, north part of town. She'd music, she'd use it to hide the burns from the butts. You'd sit in her parlor, the rest of the house was shut up. I was cherry to marry, she told me one day. I'm quite independent, just want to keep it that way. Though our family is married and the church going kind, I'm a sinner and I'm single and I like it just fine. Now she worked as a clerk in a bank for some years, studied piano and watched as her peers became ladies with the babies, then the babies grew. Still, I was taking lessons Saturdays at 2. You might say I've always been the black sheep. Keep your fingers in position, girl. You listen, I'll speak. Your mother and the others read the Bible and pray, while I talk to the Lord whenever I play. She was out, but thank God I felt peace in her home. Through my teens, only there would my defenses come down. She could see simply me, not some girl I'd invent. So I called up Aunt Amy when I got pregnant. Listen here, my dear, she said, after my sobs, you won't like my advice, but you must tell your mom. In the pain of your shame, you'll find her to be the very Christ of a Christianity. Oh, don't you know Aunt Amy was right? Mom and I hugged and cried all through the night. Though a child reconciled, my mother and I, without my Aunt Amy, I might not have tried. I swear, looky there, she laughed from her bed. Get over here, woman, give a kiss before I'm dead. You won't get my regrets, she said, winking her eye. The call came next morning, Aunt Amy had died. Yeah, the reason I'm heathen, my Aunt Amy would sigh. 'Cause I sleep late on Sundays like my martini's dry. I don't listen to Christians, they're long-winded and vain, and have reduced life to catching or missing a train.